Snap Studios.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Snap. Classic.
From Snap Judgment's Orbiting Hall of Justice, my name is Glenn Washington, and we take you now to the Los Angeles Snap Judgment live stage, where yours truly is about to break it down.
Now then, it was one summer when I had to leave my university and go to a summer job. And I needed a place to stay. And I saw this spot. It's called Spartan Hall. It's great. I went and checked it out. Signed the lease, started moving in. It was this big, huge, dormish looking building. Kind of had a communal kitchen and everything like that. Communal restroom. And I was moving in, and this woman comes in. And she has this wire. And she takes it, and she starts threading it through her eyebrow. And she starts screaming. And I tell her, that's going to hurt if you do that. She runs off down the hall. I go to the kitchen, and there's a woman there sobbing. She tells me she's locked her soul in a bottle of ketchup and can't get it out. I open it up. She's thankful. I leave. I go next door. I knock on the door, and a woman comes out. What's going on at Spartan Hall? Oh, I see. Well, the owners used to own a halfway house, but the government closed that. So they moved everyone into Spartan Hall. So it's a halfway house? Kinda, without the counselors and the medicine. Hope you got cheap rent. I did get cheap rent. So once I understood it, it was kinda cool. I got used to what was going on. And maybe it was a holdover from the halfway house days, but every night, people got together on the porch and did what they called council. You kind of throw your problems in the middle, and everyone would discuss them. And I only went occasionally. I try to give my little advice. You know, maybe you should reach out to your mother. You know, don't let someone who calls themselves your boss slap you and pull your hair. That's not right. So one night I came back really, really, really late. It's like 11:30, 12 at night, and everyone was on the porch. I said, what's going on? And Frankie, he told me, he said, look, people really like what you were saying, so they wanted to wait till you got here. Frankly, I was touched. I didn't know I was part of the group. So I started putting more time into the council. And I would give the best advice I could. Yeah, your son would like to hear from you. Even if you do hear something that you think's not there, even if you see something that might not exist, you still deserve to be treated with respect. And I felt good about participating in this. It was the good thing of that summer. Well, that summer, it wasn't all council and work. I actually met a girlfriend way, way out of my league. She was cool, she was pretty, she was smart, funny, she was all that. And, you know, I was impressed. I thought, you know, I might start have to make long-term plans with this one here. And one night, she came by my place at 3 a.m, which normally would be fantastic. But in Spartan Hall, 3 a.m. is something called the magic hour, where everyone would just start screaming and hollering and barking at 3:01 sharp. And this could be very off-putting if you'd never heard it before. What are they doing? Why are you here? Oh, you know, maybe we should just join in. No, we're not joining in. What's wrong with you? We need to move out of here. Well, I wasn't moving anywhere. I really liked it there. And sometimes, in fact, I tell her I have to work late. The truth was, I was at council. She started to suspect. And it went on like this for a while. And one night, though, at council, Frankie said, look, you put into this a lot, but you don't take out. It's time you told us what's going on in your world. And I didn't feel comfortable sharing like that. I just went silent. I didn't say anything. And then one day, I was in council. Come on, tell us what's going on. So I said, you know, Frankie, everybody, I'm sorry, but my girlfriend wants me to move out of here. Why? She thinks you all are crazy in the head. And he looks at me, and the entire council looks at me, and Frankie says, We are crazy, but us crazy people were thinking. We got to thinking, maybe it's time you got rid of that girlfriend. No, I appreciate it, but no, I don't think so. I won't be doing that. Turned out, I didn't have to. She got rid of me. She said that I was living exactly where I was supposed to be. Which was ironic, because it was the end of the summer. It's time for me to move out. Go on back to school. I left 3:45 a.m. on a Saturday night. Right after Magic Hour, where I went, I held hands, I screamed, I shouted, I cried together for the very first time.
The original score for that story was composed by Alex Mandel. It was performed by Alex and the snap players Tim Frick and David Brand. You can see this performance in all of its Technicolor glory. Good time, snappers. See it at snapjudgment.org.